ganun din.
It's an, how should I put this? A Titanic in space.
Don't you?
Yeah,
it's basically
Titanic. Take a sip, young Skywalker. I made a Darth duty. I sithed my pants. My diaper's gone over to the dark side.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Take a Sit Sky Talker. I'm your host for this week again, Count Dookie, and with me is Darth Dewanawanga.
Dewanawanga. Hi guys, miss you all.
Unfortunately, Darth won't be joining us today for he's one with the Force yet again.
So this episode marks the beginning of our High Republic review series, where we discuss and break down some of the releases so far, including Light of the Jedi, A Test of Courage, and some of the comic releases so far. In this episode, we will brush upon these releases, these books, without going further in depth. We just tackle these, what the newly introduced characters, the setting, and basically everything new. But first of all, what exactly is the High Republic?
Initially, we had kind of doubts and thoughts on this new era, since it is set prior to the Age of Republic era. And there, of course, there were changes in timelines with the labels and all, before the introduction, there was we simply knew these eras as the Age of the Republic, Age of Rebellion, and of course the Age of
Resistance.
Age of Resistance, yes. Now it's much more definitive, kumbaga, as more defined, if you will, than with the High Republic. Of course, is more. It's very fitting because this is like the prime of the Jedi.
Oh, also, I do have to say though, the High Republic coming before the Age of Republic, it's, I don't know, the term is kind of putting me off. You get what I'm feeling? Because it's like, okay, I get it that the Republic is at its highest point 200 years ago, but then again, we have to know what happened 200 years later to have this all changed. And I'm really excited for the character development of Yoda,
We get to see a much younger version of Yoda in this,
when you put his age in ratio, kasi 200 years is like, I don't know, 20 years for him?
Yeah, but it's a lot if put it in contrast with the regular.
I kind of get that. We 20 years, like I'm my age is like 24 right now, and my 4 years old. Yeah, 20 years ago, I'm not this kind of an asshole back then.
I mean, a lot can change in a year,
Of course, yeah, I can understand that.
Especially for a Jedi, a lot is greater than that. So, initially, I get where you come from about the title of this era in High Republic. I had these doubts, like, why is it called the High Republic? But the way they introduced this, it's an era of relative peace, if you will, because there's no galactic-wide conflict, if you will, So there's no sort of, there's no Mandalorian Wars, there's no Clone Wars, it's a relative peace, however relative, because there's the occasional conflicts, of course, regional quarrels.
Of course.
Pirate attacks with the
Is it that a bit boring? Because, whenever we say Star Wars, it usually deals with the light side versus the dark side, don't you think? Do you think they will uphold the same type of hype, even though we don't have any alleged dark side user at this trilogy?
That's I like that you brought that up, because that we have that doubt, but since this is a new blank slate for Star Wars,
They're kind of straying away from the usual Jedi versus Sith. Ano? Kasi while we do have
Jedi tropes,
parang yung
while we are antagonists with the Nile, these space Vikings. Apparently, there's a much. It seems like there's a much larger threat in the galaxy. It's kind of they're kind of teasing it, you know, that we do not know yet. So.
I do have a theory. Pwede ba natin i-spoil ng onti yun?
Yeah, sure. But before we, since this is just kind of an introduction, we, as much as possible, we won't go into details in this episode. We'd still, as a little spoiler warning. Sir.
Yeah, the gist of the Light of the Jedi, that test of courage, right? Although I haven't read the Test of Courage yet, I did enjoy the Light of the Jedi, specifically for this main character, Eivor Chris. She's a badass.
Yes, I agree. I immediately fell in love with Light of the Jedi. Yung writing ni Charles Soule is very straight forward, and yung pacing is not really, you know, it's not necessarily quick pace, but it's you know, it doesn't
it's adequate
slow down or build it. Yeah.
Sakto lang yung storytelling niya. At yung pacing kumbaga ng story. It needs to slow down for a little bit just to, you know, establish some things, and then it doesn't drag too much. Yeah. And the moments aren't
But I think I think that's the one of the beauty of it, cuz you know, like the usual novels, you know, sometimes I admit kasi sa akin sometimes when you get to read, you know, medyo complex novels, you know, it takes time to kind of absorb yung materials, you know, the characters, the sequence ng events. You know, minsan I have to reread the chapter, you know, twice or thrice. Mm-hmm. Now, this with Charles Soule's writing, it's pretty straightforward. You know, I get to, you know, read up to, you know, 10 chapters in a single sitting sometimes. So. I think it's really engaging.
Of course,
although I'm not very much familiar with the work of Charles Soule. Although we know him with yung mga comics niya, with the Darth Vader comics,
and
Dark
Lord of the Sith, and Rise of Kylo Ren or Fall of Kylo Ren.
In which apparently Eivor Chris first appeared. In 2019,
which is
in the Jedi Holocron.
Which is kind of surprising. Yeah, and actually one of the favorite writings that he did was, as he said, the Darth Vader comic line, specifically Castle Vader.
Yeah. I love this comic.
Castle Vader is like one of my favorite. Oh wait, let me confirm if he wrote Castle Vader.
Because there were numerous Darth Vader comics, and I think there's you mentioned Castle Vader. Then there's Dark Lord of the Sith, which he wrote as well. There are two different Darth Vader series back in 2015 and much later.
Yeah. Anyway, Charles Soule really knows how to get our hearts, you know. So yeah.
And I think.
Speaking of the Light of the Jedi, what are the other characters mentioned in the book? I believe Loden Ringstor.
Yes, yung Twi'lek, yung green Twi'lek. And along with this Padawan, what's his name? Bel Zephyr, is it? The dark skinned human with the dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks? I believe so.
Yeah, yung the one yung nasa cover ng Light of the Jedi, he's like the far right, left. Kasi yung katabi ni Loden Ringstor.
Let me see.
I think in the cover itself, he's cut out, pero yung parang extended version of that picture, he's in the far side, beside the Loden Ringstor.
I don't think I'm seeing him in the covers. In any case, speaking of the cover, we see a Wookiee here, I believe his name is Buriaga. Oh, hold on, Buriaga Gaburi. Is that correct? I think that's correct. Which confuses me, you know, because I've never experienced, or at least never in my life, I saw a Wookiee that has a surname. Now, which,
yeah, come to think of it.
Yeah, now that I think of it, does Chewbacca is a surname? I mean, is Chewie the first name and then Baca is the surname? I don't know.
And his name's kind of mouthful, and it sounds like a flavor of an, I don't know, Shiburiaga Agaburi.
It's like a foreign ice cream, you know, that can only be found in Eurasia or something. Although it's kind of catchy, you know, Buriaga. In any case, I believe he's a Padawan, right? He was one.
Padawan ni Nib Asik.
Nib Asik.
I forgot what. Yeah. Because as we've mentioned, there is this. At the start of Light of the Jedi, we were caught in this great catastrophe. This is called the Great Disaster. This hyperspace accident, and apparently all these Jedi from all over the galaxy were called to respond to this accident. And yeah, most of this Jedi was present during this accident. So
I think
this was one of them.
Wait, hold on. I kind of find it funny, knowing that the Great Disaster is around a ship traveling into hyperspace, and then something went wrong.
I think there was like some sort of debris.
How should I put this? A Titanic in space.
Basically
Titanic. Yeah, and they went full The Last Jedi in that scenario.
They basically pulled the Holdo maneuver.
Which is kind of stupid, you know, because it's been established in the High Republic that when something goes into hyperspace and then crashes into something, those debris will stay in hyperspace, and then whatever those debris hits, it's kind of fucked up, you know. It's a very definition of shit hitting the fan. So the Holdo maneuver is basically, they consider that as a great catastrophe, then, right? The Great Disaster, but an intentional one.
Although it was more, it was a kamikaze move.
It's more of a kamikaze move, but it is a stupid kamikaze move, knowing that she went full hyperspace, and then the debris, I mean, come on now. Even though we have to assume that the debris made after did that maneuver.
Yeah, to other systems.
It will go to other system. I mean,
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Women, man. Even though in space they're bad drivers. Sorry.
I mean, come on.
That's a sexist
we're going to talk about all the, you know, like the incompetent tactics in Last Jedi. I think that list.
Maybe soon.
It's a list enough for an entire episode. So let's not get started there.
All right, I understand
that. So going back to the Great Disaster, we get get to see parang defining moments of most of this Jedi, which on the get-go pa lang, why I kind of admire Evercris at this point. She has this special ability to to connect all this Jedi together
She's a
she's like a server booster.
She's a modified router, Wi-Fi router for
basically a Wi-Fi router.
She's a grandmaster, right? Or she's just a master?
No, she's just a master.
Oh, okay.
At this point, there were three grandmasters though, sa High Republic.
And one of
including
them is Yoda, right?
Yoda.
Okay. So he's in the council na pala. 200 What I really admire about Evercris is, you know, she's very strong. I don't know. I've always had a thing for women who have power, and, you know, women who can overpower me. It's basically a fetish right now. Oh no!
But I think she's kind of like the poster, boy or poster girl, if you will, of the Jedi and even the Republic, if you will. She's portrayed as this perfect.
The Jedi, the role model, role model. Yeah. So yeah. Like Anakin.
Not exactly, because after all, Anakin still had issues and all that. While Ava Chris, I think there wasn't an ounce of, you know, parang,
corruption,
you know, she was barely she was basically unfazed. Kahit sobrang at the most tense of moments, she tried to, you know, like, I don't know, like all Jedi should do, she, you know, meditated and thing I loved her, when she meditates, she does this cool thing with her lightsaber.
Yeah,
you know,
she's adjusting her signal. I believe she puts her lightsaber. She holds it together and places it over her head, right?
I think she kind of levitates it and it spins. If that's what, from what I understand from the description, but then it kind of the hum from the lightsaber spinning is because she describes the Force as this. You know, as a song, as a music, diba? If
that's
you remember. Yeah. Kasi, what I like about this book, kasi, all these Jedi have their own perception of the Force. Eh? Ever since, kasi, diba, Star Wars was introduced, we have a very vague description ng what the Force is, diba? Like,
yeah.
From Obi-Wan, you know?
I believe the original trilogy considers the Force as. As magic,
right? How did Obi-Wan Obi-Wan described it in the original trilogy as energy that binds all
that
life.
Binds. Yes, and in the prequels,
all life together.
In the prequels, it can be measured as.
It became a.
Points, right.
Yeah, it became all Dragon Ball shit. You know, it's over 9,000.
Which I really don't mind that they introduce something like
they quantify
the Force by, you know, having these microorganisms available in your blood.
To explain it scientifically, if you will.
Yeah, I really don't mind it. You know, I mean, what's the matter in quantifying Force, right? I mean. It's something that, here's my point though. When you quantify something, it means that there's nagkakaroon ng, how should I say this, power level, if you understand, if you get it. So, here's
Of course, you're right.
And whenever we have a power rating sa universes, nagkakaroon ng great character development. Like, for example, you start off as weak talaga, and you're not really in tune with your you're not really in tune with the Force like Obi-Wan, but he mastered the Form 2 Soresu, so he's still great at what he does. Form 3, my bad. So yeah, he's still great at what he does, and you know, I mean, Yoda is overly powered with the midichlorians. I mean, I believe he will be because he lives for around 900 years. And I believe midichlorians can be accumulated. I don't know. Maybe Yoda has this power to absorb more midichlorians from the temple.
It's hard to tell at this point. Because
from that concept, you know, like.
Basically, Obi-Wan was a late bloomer, if you will, parang ganun eh. Kasi later on, he had to. Syempre, he was parang out of touch. Eh. You know, when you're stuck in this desert planet and you know you don't really have some sort of engagement, kumbaga.
He was taught by Qui-Gon Jinn, the Force Ghost of Qui-Gon Jinn, during his exile in Tatooine.
Yeah, but then again, you know, with actual, say like Vader. he did get to readjust his you know, with his attunement with the Force and his fighting style and all. Then at the same time, he enforces the law in the galaxy. So
the personal executioner of the Emperor.
Yeah. So anyway, going back to the High Republic, not to stray away. All these Jedi have their own perception of the Force, and like we said.
Which is kind of cool, though. Yeah, to have your own perception of the Force, your own understanding, di ba? Parang it's like having your own version of the Force.
Yeah, kumbaga your own philosophy. After all, these Jedi are basically monks, so yun.
Which is kind of hypocritical. It's parang, you know, when you see monks, they're peace-loving creatures, right? And then the Jedi's one of their trials is to build the lightsaber, a weapon of the Jedi, which I kind of understand from the point of view of Luke in The Last Jedi. In any case,
The Jedi, there's a reason why they're called knights, you know, Jedi knights, because if we look back into what a knight is, diba, they're basically protectors of, you know, the downtrodden, the weak, you know. They're defenders, keepers of the peace.
So basically crusaders, right?
Kind of, you know. During that period, the lines were blurred and all that.
Of course.
You know, with the Templars.
In any case, yeah, we're staring away a bit. Going back to the Light of Jedi.
So, going back, we did mention the High Republic is set, it's to give us parang more exact tawag dito, more definitive timeline. The High Republic is set 200 years before the Skywalker saga, and apparently 800 years after the fall of the Old Republic. So itong High Republic is like a renaissance din. It's a rebirth from the Old Republic. So yeah, that's how so with that being said, do you think that this is somewhat a nod that the Old Republic somewhat exists in canon?
You know what?
I mean, as we know, the Old Republic as we know, came to know.
Of course, yeah, just as we talked about in our previous episodes, right? That it doesn't really matter if what happened in the Knights of the Old Republic, because a lot could happen in 4,000 years beforehand. And just as you said, the Old Republic, right? What happened 800 years before the Skywalker saga? Is that correct?
High Republic is 800 years after the Old Republic.
Oh, okay.
And so, 200 years before Skywalker.
So basically, 800 years before the High Republic. So if my math is correct, that's 1,000 years before the Anakin, for the Skywalker saga, right?
Something like that.
So yeah, it's like I said, it's a bit inconsequential whether what happened really in the Old Republic, because a lot could happen in 1,000 years. That it ties in, the history ties in with the current canon. But either way, yeah, I think what they're gonna do with the Old Republic is tie in it with the High Republic.
Like we discussed in our previous episode, you know, hopefully they do, because the High Republic, they basically work with a blank slate, if you will. Because this was first announced back in 2018. Not really announced, parang it was hinted, you know, as Project Luminous.
2019, I believe.
We get to see this parang discussions between the collective of writers. You know, they were given literally a blank slate of, you know, what do we, you know, what to work with and all that. It wasn't until last year, 2020, that High Republic was finally announced, you know, which is, we were kind of, I don't know, personally, we were like a kind of doubtful kasi yun nga, we thought it would undermine somehow the Old Republic or maybe conflict or even cancel out the Old Republic.
Actually, my first initial thoughts there are, you know, they're gonna rewrite the Old Republic and make it into Old Republic.
Yeah.
That was worries that I had back then.
Which is, like we discussed before, we don't really mind if, you know, they had to, again, eventually they'll bring the Old Republic, you know, either they reimagine it, they retell it in a different way. But, which is, you know, of course, before we had doubts also with how, you know, when Disney decanonized the expanded universe, we had doubts about that. But you know, we've all come to the realization that they have all this creative control now, you know, to come up with something different, to reimagine these eras, what to work with.
Yeah, got it.
So I'm really excited about it. So apparently this yung High Republic would be divided into different phases, you know, eventually, which would lead apparently to yung I think it would lead to the Acolyte series, if you will.
The Acolyte series. You know what? I think you're right. Because
well, I think that's what any, they're...
We don't have...
they're actually, trying to tease, eh?
Yeah, we don't have they're actually any tease, ideas regarding the upcoming TV series of Star Wars. And
because it doesn't actually come out until... what year does Acolyte come out?
I believe 2024, believe it's 2022
as well. Yeah, I think that's a lot to fill in, you know.
That's an anime style animated series, you know, or live action?
No, I think it's a live action.
I see. Well, if they're gonna do a live action, I believe siguro it's still within the Skywalker saga, pero come on now. There's a lot of how should I say this? Timeline in the Star Wars. The Star Wars is massive, so can we stop?
Come on. It's one thing I love about Star Wars. You know, it's no Marvel or it's no DC, but the difference I think Star Wars has over those fandom, those universes, because Star Wars is one big universe where all of its, you know, the materials, whether it's the books, comics, series, films, you know, whatever form of media, they tie into one another. It's one big interwoven universe, if you will. They all tie into each other, unlike the with Marvel. And as much as I love Marvel and, you know, DC, they're literally this multiverse. They have this their own universe that either tie in or, you know, they're just literally
Spin-offs.
Separate entities. Yeah, so yeah, I'm with what we've had so far, I'm very excited for this for the High Republic, unlike you know, when our initial thoughts with this new era.
Yeah, as for my initial thoughts for High Republic, I can't wait to see more of Ava and Chris, because we don't have enough badass characters. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, Leia is the original badass of Star Wars, but she's not a Jedi, you know? Padme Amidala also is a master in politics. And Rey. Okay, Rey. let's just not go there. I mean, she's great. But you know, I really wanted, but I really wanted to interact with a fully developed Master Jedi female, a Master Jedi, right? And the only Master Jedi that we've encountered with, and hindi naman din masyadong established, is si Ayla Sikora, and who was the other one? The green-skinned Master Jedi and a female.
Luminara?
Luminara Unduli and Ayla Sikora, right? They're the only Jedi Master that I know.
Shakti.
Shakti, but you know, hindi natin sila na-interact masyado sa Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, yeah, in terms of character.
Yeah. In any case, I want to see more of Evercris, and
yeah, and we also have several other female Jedi, you know, like although we're yet to read Test of Courage, see Vern Roh. I think she was mentioned in the Light of the Jedi. She's the green one, I think. I think she's in the cover, the opposite of the far right.
Vernestra Roh.
Yeah, her master is Stellan Geos, yung katabi ni Eivor Chris.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, ayun. Apparently, like I mentioned, kasi this era is. It's a long period of time, and then this 300 BBY to 82 BBY. So I think there's a lot to tell here in this era, and this era would be divided into several different phases. And so far we're introduced to phase one, wala, which is also titled as Light of the Jedi. Yeah, you know, which is of led by you know Charles Soule's book Light of the Jedi as well. So yun, like I've mentioned here, there were several releases now under this phase, yung Light of the Jedi, A Test of Courage,
yeah,
and several comics which all tie into this great disaster, this hyperspace anomaly. It all ties in into it's from the perspective of several different Jedi.
Yeah, I'm actually excited for the other releases. I've yet to read Test of Courage, and you said that there's a comics.
The High Republic comics, which is published by Marvel. It's ongoing. It's an ongoing series. Currently on the second issue, and the other one is IDW, which the High Republic Adventures. It's more of a young reader series, pero it also ties in with this great disaster, kasi it tells the story from the perspective of group ni Yoda. He's with the Padawans.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm actually excited for the High Republic, you know.
So hopefully come next week we'd go more in depth with this with Light of the Jedi for starters, and Test of Courage eventually as well, you know. And Florence would come, would join us, would be joining us from, as he's currently one with the Force.
Yeah, he's been busy.
So
in any case, I think that's all we have for today.
We're just warming up on the.
Do you have any?
We're warming up. I'm pretty much excited about this new era, and hopefully, yun nga, I'm just looking forward to more content from this, and hopefully we get. I think the reason they started with the books is parang testing grounds din nila. So I'm really looking forward to when they eventually. Go full blown with this era, you know. Maybe, who knows, maybe get live action films or series. So I'm just excited.
We want to see live action Evercris, you know.
So I think that's it for today's this opener and introduction to the High Republic review series. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned next week as we go further in depth into Light of the Jedi, as well as into A Test of Courage later on. Thank you for supporting us, and please do follow us on our social accounts on Facebook, Twitter, as well as on Instagram. If you have any comments, suggestions, or if you even want to be part of our discussions, please feel free to reach out. Thank you, stay safe, and may the Force be with you.